that was my tefillin. Even if I haven't got kavanah for tefillin, I'm yet to the tefillin. So I'm yet to the mora. In that case, lo manoch trei tibuli. Why do you need two tibuls? For tovilei chodos dindo. He's already tabled once. He's already made one tibul. He's already had the tibul rishon. With the tibul rishon, he's yet to. If you say mitzvahs lo tzrichas kavanah. Got it.
Well, he's assuming then that you do dip with chazara the second time, even though you've eaten it the first time, and say,
You say that again, what does he assume?
It seems like the underlying assumption then is that in order for him to say that it does need kavana, that is that he can take the chazara the second time after you've eaten the matzah and make alachilat maror on the chazara, then though he's already eaten it.
That's right, because you say mitzvah treat as kavana, and he didn't have kavana for maror. So it means he wasn't gay tomorrow.
Right.
He was just eating greens, but that he didn't have the kavona that he's doing a mitzvah. So he didn't have the mitzvah. He didn't have the mitzvah. He's got to have a tibul sheni.
With the same material.
Same with the chazanis, yes. That is modern. I mean, he can't use a banana. Banana isn't modern. He's got to use modern. Chazanis is modern. Lettuce is modern. Yes. Just don't make a mistake that moral is chrein. You see, we are doing chazeres, that is the moral. Just bring that in mind. Yes, Joe.
Is this an attempt to prove that kavana is required for mitzvah?
It don't. It's just, he says from,
I mean, we're
just in the middle of things. We've got, it's still in the middle of it. You can't bring any proofs yet.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You can't prove it from this.
No,
he's using this as a working hypothesis.
Well, it's a find the meister.
He's got to bring that proof from somewhere else.
You can build a whole computer with a working hypothesis.
No, you can't.
A working hypothesis, you get. Yes. Alright. Now, let us go further. Says the Gemara, from where? From where did you say it? Now, the Gemara is going to attack Rish Lakish. Mimah, from where can you say it? Perhaps mitzvahs do not need kavana. Udika Omri Tredi Buli Lomali. And if you will say, then why do you need two tibbles? If mitzvahs don't need kavana, that means he's yetzer with mora with a tibul rishon. Why does he need a second tibul? Ki heich, answers the Gemara, ki heichi de levi hekeira lekinokas. He does the first tibul in order that it should be a heker for tinokas. That tinokas should see that there's something different here. That's why he does the first tibul.
What? Now. Between the first and the second.
Are we pardon?
The child should see the difference between
Child could just be that this night is different.
Oh, the night's different.
This night is different, yes. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you got the idea?
I thought you were meaning that the child should ask the same question we're asking right now about dipping.
The child says, what are you eating this for? The first thing we have is matzah. Then we have a soup, or we have fish. But what is this before matzah? Just having, what is this business?
They expect the matzah after you want.
For speculative, but the child is easier for us to ask. That's what we want. Is that all right? But you should ask me a question here. So look what he says. He says, "No, Rish Lakish. I can learn this that mitzvahs don't need kavana. And why do we have the tibul rishon? Because that he should ask a question. So has he got kavana for moral or hasn't he got kavana for moral? He hasn't got kavana for moral. So it's still the same question. If he hasn't got kavana for moral, we've got to say, and you say mitzvahs don't need kavana, then he still gets it with it. So we still have to say that mitzvahs need kavana. You understand what I'm asking?
So
Mark?
Oh,
I think so.
All right. Rish Lakish says that mitzvahs, from this I can say that mitzvahs must have kavona. Because if I will say mitzvahs don't need kavona, and this person didn't have kavona for morrow, then it means he's yetzer with the morrow. Why does he have to have kibul shei? So you've got to say that mitzvahs need kavona, and since he didn't have kavona, so he's not yetzer with morrow with the kibul rishon. That's why you need the kibul shei. Comes the Gemara to the attack of the Rish Lakish and says, no, I can say that mitzvahs don't need kavona. I will say mitzvahs don't need kavona. What is the justification for a tibul sheni? Says, because this tibul rishon is for hekeiro. That the child should recognize it's something different here. But this mitzvah is for hekeiro. Yes.
So you don't have kavanah. So you'd be yotzei.
That's my question. Good.
What's the difference with Rashi? That's what I'm asking.
So how do I understand the Gemara? So we've got to learn the Gemara. I'm teaching you how to learn it. Right? But you've got to ask. If you don't ask, you don't answer. Ben Gurion asked 3 questions.
If you're...
Like Edgar asked only 2 questions. He made a mess of it. You've got to ask the question, yes?
If you're yotzei on the first dipping, you have a bracha levatana then?
Afterwards?
Yeah.
That's what it was. You can't make the afterwards, you don't. You can just eat greens afterwards, but you can't make a bracha over it. It's not a mitzvah afterwards, you don't need the tibul sheni. That's the question. Now look how you've got to do it.
Also, so according to the second Sfora,
yes.
You have a question, why do you do a second people?
Why do you do a second people?
Because you're yotzei in the first. So
you don't need kavanah, so you're yotzei in the first. What do you need a people shady for?
The second one is not an incomplete answer.
If a person hasn't got, if we say mitzvahs ain't on tzrichas kavanah, they don't need kavanah. And I put on my tefillin and I haven't got kavona. I don't think about it. And mitzvahs don't need kavona, then I'm still getzer with tefillin and I don't have to put my tefillin over again. Fine. What is the... And here also, if our mitzvahs don't need kavona and I eat morrow and I don't have kavona that it's going to be morrow, what then... So therefore, I'm still getzer. But what if they don't need kavona? But what would be is, it's not a question that I don't have kavona on morrow. I've got kavona on another thing. I've got kavona in reverse.
On the children.
I've got kavona for kikei kairo. So I've got kavona in reverse. So now it works out all right. So, says, asks the Gemara on Rish Lakish, perhaps you could say mitzvahs don't need kavona. If mitzvahs don't need kavona, then you should be yetzer with the first people, you don't need the second people. He says, no, because I've got kavona for another thing on the first table. I've got kavona for the kale on the first table. If I've got kavona on the kale for the first table, then I can't say because mitzvahs ain't on tzrichas kavona, therefore I'm yetzer with the tibul rishon. I'm not yetzer at all. I've got in reverse. I've got kavona in reverse, so I can learn this mishnah. I can learn it and understand it even by saying that mitzvahs don't need kavona, which means from here I can't bring any proof. Either way, whether mitzvahs need kavona or they don't need kavona, I've got no proof from here. That's all it wants to say. Yes, Mark.
I have difficulty understanding the second part. Are we saying that if the individual has kavona on hekeira,
I beg your pardon?
If we say that mitzvahs don't require kavona,
yes,
and the individual who makes the use of chaseris has kavona on hekeira,
yes,
then he has to still make a
kibul sheni.
Now,
That I don't understand.
Very stupid. Because if he didn't have Kavana, he should be Yotzei on the first one.
Right.
If he didn't have Kavana, then he's Yotzei on the first one. But if he has Kavana for something else,
then he still has to do it again.
Then he's even if you say mitzvahs don't need Kavana, but he's Kavana for that, it's something else. He's got kavona on something else.
You put on your tefillin and you think he yotzei tzitzis, and you have to put on your tefillin again. Is that similar to what we're saying?
That's a bad example. I mean, chas v'sholom, okay, say something. If you're taking that example, they're to say he puts on his tefillin, and his kavona is by putting on his tefillin. There's too much blood running down to his fingers. He's got to stop the blood. Or he's got an insect bite on his finger. And he wants to stop the blood running. That is why he's putting on his tefillin. That is his kavona. So would you say, which was the his kavona? So he's, no. He's got a kavona connected. He's got a kavona in reverse. Have you got it now?
Yes.
If you say mitzvahs don't need kavona and you yes, as long as you haven't got a kavona in reverse, but if you've got kavona for it, he puts on his tefillin and he thinks he's putting it on for Buddha. Not because he's got kavona. That's terrible. You say mitzvahs don't need kavona, he doesn't have to put his tefillin on. I wouldn't get it. Of course, first of all, he's got to go to the mikveh. He's got to go to the tshuva. And then he's got to put his opinion on again. There's no question.
So Rabbi, what you're saying is it's better that his mind is completely blank?
Of course. Of course. Rabbi has a blank mind than a filthy mind. Isn't that so?
Right.
Of course. There's no question.
You can't be saying two things, two mitzvahs with the same act.
No, but he's got it in reverse. He's got kavona.
Yeah, but he's got kavona for one mitzvah, but he's also doing a second one.
No, he's not got kavona for any mitzvah. He's doing it for a kairo. Like the person who puts on his tefillin because he wants to stop the blood coming up. So you say he's got a mitzvah of tefillin. He says, what can I do? I'll take my tefillin. He puts on his tefillin and he's trapped.
It's a tourniquet.
He's got his mitzvah now.
But what if he was thinking, it's time for me to put on the tefillin, it's time to put on, and I'm also so glad that I'm taking care of the blood supply problem for that guy.
I don't know. Have you got kavona for tefillin? Got kavona for tefillin, you yaitse.
We need to do that.
It's not a question.
Yeah. Didn't we learn once, though, that you can't, for instance, marry two women at the same time because you can't combine a mitzvah like that?
That's mitzvah kabilis kabilis.
Yeah.
That is because I'm arvin simcha besimcha.
Okay. So that wouldn't apply here.
That where?
In the situation.
No, because not true. This is a kaila isn't a mitzvah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not a mitzvah. Kaila isn't a mitzvah. You follow, isn't it? You see, don't with the table that you've got to have.
So if it was a mitzvah, then you.
Complication. Right. Now, let's try and understand it. Says the Gemara now in English, the chi table, and if you will say, in Cain, if so, the whole idea is for Hekera. Let the Mishnah learn it with other Yerokos. Why take the same thing? If all you wanted for is a Kairo, then for a Kairo, take a radish, take watercress, take parsley.
But you said if he doesn't have anything else.
Ask me just when we go a little bit further than ask me. Answers the Gemara. If he would have taught us with other herbs, vegetables, and greens, hava aminu, I would have thought. Heicho de iko she'or yerokos hubo ina treitiburi. Where there are other yerokos, and he uses other yerokos, he uses radish, parsley, or watercress, then you need two tibunim. Avor chazeres lechudo, low boy tray tibunim. But if he's got only chazeres and he trips, I would have said you don't need another tibun. Komash mloni, that says no doubt, tibun chazeres. that even if he uses chazeres bo inon trei tibulim, we need two tibulim. Ki heichi de levi by the keiror letinelkes. Because the first one is, even if it's also with chazeres, the first one is that it should be a keiror letinelkes. I mean, pardon? Should be. The levi should be. Yes. That's from the verb hey yud hey. So now we see, now we're learning it very nicely. So now, we, at what stage are we? That mitzvahs need kavon or they don't need kavon?
They need kavon. No, we don't know.
You can't bring any proof. So we can say, because I can prove, I can learn it, that mitzvahs don't need kavona. That's the way I can learn it. Says the Gemara of Ye'od, and furthermore, Tanya, we learned in the Baraisa, Ochlon Demai. Let us say, he eats morrow that is Demai. Does anybody know what your mind is? The mind.
We're not sure if it was tied.
We're not sure whether Truva's mind source has been taken from it. So, how is it possible that we've got produce and we're not sure that it's been mindset? How can it be? How is it possible? I purchased it in the shop that belongs to the Talmi Chochom. I purchased it from an Amo Oretz. And an Amo Oretz doesn't take, it's not so important, you'll give it without tithes, you see. But I don't know. It might have been tithes. It's just a sophic. It's a sophic. Says the Gemara, if he's eaten the morrow, and the morrow he got was Dumai. He didn't know whether it was tithes or not. Yotzo, he's Yetzo. Ochron below is kavin yotzo. If he eats the morer without kavona, that he's out thinking that he's doing the mitzvah of morer, he's still yotzo.
This is not talking about
the mind. No. Different. He's talking only about morer.
So it implies that if it's certainly not tied, then he's not yotzo.
If it's certainly not tied, of course not. It's like eating trefa. It's like eating pork.
Is it the same as being?
No, it's the same as eating pork. It's very, in fact, it's worse than pork. If truma hasn't been taken, if truma has been taken but maaser has been taken, it's like pork. But if truma hasn't been taken, it's worse than pork. There's kila for it, there's miso for it. It's very serious. You see, we make a mistake and we think that it's only pork that's straight. You follow? In Hollywood, they think it's only pork that's straight. But as long as it's other meat, if it can be shrimp and anything like that, it's kosher. It's not like that. So, even ox meat can be traced, not shechted properly. But it's not only that. Even vegetables can be traced. Fruit can be traced. It can be orlo, it can be neter avoy, it can be with the meiser hasn't been taken, the truma hasn't been taken.
None of those laws apply.
Not in chutzlo oritz. Orlo applies in chutzlo oritz.
What's orlo?
Orlo, the first 3 years of fruit. The first 3 years from the time that the tree is in the ground. If it's a seed. The first 3 years you can't eat it, but most seeds the first 3 years don't produce anything.
So what's that here?
Well, we have said there, but the only thing you get it from a goy, it hasn't got the din. You see, if you buy it in California, you buy it from goyim, it hasn't got the din.
Now, with fruits like dates and fruit from Israel, would we take?
That is, of course, this is the great Shaila. So you know, we go into a shop in San Jose. It's called Concertina's. And there's one man that already knows us well, and he comes and he says, I've got just the thing for you, Jaffa oranges. I say, no, we don't want Jaffa oranges, we want Californian oranges. Or South African oranges.
Yeah, South African oranges.
Don't keep those things. but if you want Jaffa, but Jaffa, you don't have Jaffa oranges, say, California. Ganze business there, okay. Rather take, and then it starts with treated, so all sorts of things.
So something that has Hashkafat Chabad.
Oh, yes. If you go onto a market in Yerushalayim called Machaneh Yehuda, you know, I'm quite sure that everything there, not that mice and trim has been taken from it. It's been taken at least four times. At least four times it's been taken. Because they go about there to help the put their stuff, and they go all to all these shops and they take it in order to make sure. So you've got no doubt about anything that you buy at Machaneh Yehuda. No doubt about it. With what? No, it's got to be eaten with tar, or you can't give it to the Kohen. No, they destroy it. Some of them you can eat after it, you take it off and you can eat it yourself, certain things. It's a whole procedure, and we can't go into that now.
The corn you can't eat because it's...
No, because they're not petard. Every Kohen is tomei. You can't eat too, you can't even eat the challah that we... When Deborah bakes challah, she takes off challah. And she burns the challah, she can't give it to a Kohen. He's not a, you can't eat, he's got to eat a batayr, or you can't have that. Got it?
Right.
Barry, are you with me?
Yes.
Body and soul, or soul only?
Body and soul.
Good. Because rather than have one, if I can only have one, I'd rather have the body than the soul.
You're both.
Both is all right. But you have the soul without the body is for angels it's all right, but not for human beings. Right. So for old and furthermore, Tanya we learned in a Baraisa. Ochlo on the mind, if he eats this. And furthermore we learned in the Baraisa. Ochlon demai, he ate them demai, he eats this moror and it's demai, yotso. Ochlon below is kavin, he eats the moror without having kavona, that is the mitzvah for moror that he's eating, yotso. Ochlon lachatsoin, he eats, how much moror is he got to eat to be yetzer? A gezais. He eats a half a gezais. And then he waits, and then he has the other half gezeis.
Later, at the right time.
Well, we're going to discuss how much later. Let us say...
How do you know that?
Very good question. All right, you see, Yotza ubilvar, conditionally accepting shelo yisho bein achilu lechavate yosef yichay achila pras. That's from where I know it. But that he mustn't eat between the one half of the kazais and the other half of the kazais, there mustn't be a break of as much as it would take me to eat an achilas pras, the eating of a pras. Pras is part, like the Latin pars, P-A-R-S, is a part. That's a word from the word, the word English part comes from. Part. Michday. Then write it in there, just a minute, you'll see. Then Achilas Pras. How much is a Pras? A Pras is a part of a loaf. It's half a loaf. A half a loaf.
Of bread,
yes. A half a loaf of bread is what one has in a meal. Now in California you don't eat half a loaf of bread in a meal. Because you eat grass, what they call that salad you start off, and then you've got fish, and then you've got meat, and you've got a big steak. Don't eat half a loaf of bread. But when you don't have a salad, and when you have a little bit of herring, and you don't have any meat, because there isn't, you can't afford any meat, and all you have is a little bit of some kind of little bit of salad there, you eat a lot of bread. Then your meat meal is bread. So, at a meal they would eat, and they only get two meals a day, excepting on Shabbos, two meals a day. So it's half a bread. The half a bread is, according to the Rambam, as a displacement of three eggs. A loaf of bread is the displacement of six eggs. A half is a displacement of three eggs.
Are we far along?
No, we don't even know what our grandparents
should be. I beg your pardon? The Chofetz Chaim says, where it says one and a half, we take two. He says, then you are safe. Is the Chofetz Chaim. So the Chazal Ish says more. I rely on the Chofetz Chaim. You said if you take two instead of one and a half. So how much do you add? What percentage?
Yeah.
The total is 25%. You've got to increase it by today, 25%, I suppose. Yes.
Well, you increase it by 33 and a third.
Yeah. No, 25%
of the whole.
Of the result. We call that nilagat. From outside it's 25%, milabar, from inside it's a third. That's the way we call it, right? Yes, so what do we see from this baraisa? That Moro doesn't need kavana. You follow? So Rish Lokish says kavana, mitzvahs need kavana. Yeah, we see that mitzvahs don't. Here we've got a baraisa that mitzvahs don't need kavana. And Rish Lokish goes against the baraisa that he can't do, because Rish Lokish is what? An Amora. He's a very early Amora. He's a brother-in-law of Rabbi Yochanan. But Rabbi Yochanan himself is an Amora. So he's the first Amora, the first Palestinian Amora. But he's still Amora. How can he go against the baraisa? Says the Gemara Tanoi. He goes against the Brisa because it's Tanoi. This is a Machlokas Tanoi. Because we have got the Sanya we learned in another Brisa. Rabbi Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yosef says, Afa Picheti Beva Choseres. Although he made a tibul with the moro, that's the tibul rishon, mitzvah lohobi lefon of choseres v'chazeroses u'shnei tafilin. It's a mitzvah to bring before him choseres and choseres and two tafilin. So we see from this that Rabbi Yosef says, you need, he's got to do it, although he's had the Tibul Rishon, he's got to have a Tibul Sheni also. So why? Because we see that mitzvahs, tzrichos kavona. So the second baraisa goes according to Rish Lokish. So he's got a baraisa, to support him.
But he goes to baraisa.
Chachamim was the second part of Chachamim who was.
The first one.
After the ones who disputed with Rish Lakish, can I call those the Chachamim? Or just say the Gemara?
We call it the Baraisa.
No, before the Baraisa.
Before the Baraisa, that's the Gemara.
Okay, the Gemara.
The Gemara just tackles it. It's not a Chachamim, it's not Tanoim. The Gemara, there's even later Amaroi, than Rish Lakish, the Gemara discuss it and say, but it's no Hechlich. It's not conclusive that mitzvah striches kavona from this Mishnah, because I can learn it that he's got a kavona leheper, he's got a kavona in reverse.
Okay, but this, according to this second writer here, which is Rabbi Yosef,
yes,
it's not
supposed to be Lokish.
Well, it doesn't contradict the Gemara that reads.
That
goes against Rish Lakish. Well,
because
the Gemara says that you also need a second toivlin, a tefillah, because the first one was had kavana for hekev, and therefore you need a second one. So this second brayta doesn't go against that Gemara.
Yes, it does. You see, for this we have to have the Rashba. But just look at what he says. I know exactly what's worrying you, although you are not explaining. Nevertheless, it's a mitzvah lahavi lefon of chazeres v'chareses. It's a mitzvah, that means there's an absolute obligation to bring before him chazeres v'chareses. That means even if he's eaten before, he's got to bring it in. You've got to say, he's got to have the tibul sheini. Why? It means he's not going to promote it on the tibul rishon. Why isn't he the answer for the board of the tibul rishon? He says, under any circumstances, whatever the circumstances, you've got to, it's a mitzvah, you've got to have the tibul sheini. If what any circumstances, it means even if he didn't have kavana, you've got to have that. But if he had kavana on the first one, there's the only trouble.
So that it goes. So the Gemara takes a specific case, whereas here it's speaking just
that's
under
right.
any
circumstances. That's right. Yeah. Yes. Asks the Gemara, you've been quite pretty. Please remember what you want to ask, Don. Asks the Gemara, still not satisfied.
Yeah.
The Akati and Get says the Gemara, mean mine. From where do we know that Rabbi Yosef says mitzvos need kavona? Dilmokas over Rabbi Yosef mitzvos ain't sichos kavona. Perhaps Rabbi Yosef says mitzvos don't need kavona. For haide beino treidi buni. Why do we need treidi buni? Ki heche de teni de kevelik imokos. Because we would say that he's got it in reverse. He's got the kavona. He needs it for imokos. Answers the Gemara in Cain, my mitzvah. It says in the Barais of Rabbi Yosef, it's a mitzvah. That means whatever the circumstances are, even if whatever the circumstances are, nevertheless, it's a mitzvah he's got to have. That means even if he didn't have kavona for his locus, he just didn't have kavona, he's nevertheless got to have a tibul sheini. So we could see from
what,
this.
What if he knows you can't have kavana on maror and yeshira at the same time?
I beg your pardon?
You can't have the same. You can't do tibul rishon and have in mind the mitzvah of maror and for stimulating questions from.
You can't. They conflict.
But if there's no T-Melk,
they conflict. There's no such thing as no T-Melk. There's no T-Melk, and you are the T-Melk, and I'm the T-Melk.
Okay.
But
I mean, he could then say to himself, if there were no real children, then,
It doesn't work like that. We also need the Hekeira. We're going to run into other difficulties afterwards, because what do we answer the child? What do we tell him? That we do it in order that there should be a hekeira.
At the moment.
The Rashi and Rashban said that the child should ask. The Gemara doesn't say that the child must ask. The Gemara just says a kairo, that the child should notice that there's something different.
Run into problems because the child now remembers. He says, "Oh, I remember we did this last year."
No,
but why didn't we do it? So you should ask.
But the thing is, it's no question on the Rashi and the Rashban. It's no question on the Rashban. It is, he must notice it. That is what we want. That he must notice it. And he asks him, why do we do this? He says, this is a special night. He knows now. It's a special night. That's all we've got to tell him. It's a special night. He doesn't want the... Well, that's what the answer that we're given. We don't tell him that some final... That this is what our ancestors ate to eat. We don't give it. It's because it's a special night. That's all it is. Because so far we haven't got what was answering. In fact, the Gemara says it's open. It's not kever. You should see that it's different. That with this little part we'll have to do over again. All asks the Gemara, Va'akati on the second Berberaisa, Mimai, why do we bring a proof from here that mitzvos need kavona? Perhaps he says that mitzvahs don't need kavona. Aye, then why does he say we need a tibur sheni? Behind the ino trei tiburi, and the reason that we need a tibur sheni, because with the first tibur, it's not that he hasn't got kavona. He's got a kavona lehepach in reverse. He's got a kavona for the locus. But really, he is of the opinion that mitzvahs don't need kavona. Says the Gemara, in case my mitzvah, if he's got my mitzvah, mitzvah shows that even if he hasn't got kavona, he's got to have a mitzvah under any circumstances, whether he's got a kavona for hekeira or he's got no kavona at all, he's got to have the tibur sheni. So you've got to say, because mitzvah slichas kavona, he wasn't
here. So it's clear to say not that he didn't have kavona or that he had kavona for hekeira, but specifically, he did not have
kavona. There things where, for example, for putting on the tefillin, there is less reason to have kavona than for saying the Shema, because I'm doing an action. So I'm doing an action already, you see. But anyway, we can't go into that. We're trying to understand this Gemara. Just a little bit further. And can you give me a condition? Asks the Gemara. Now that is the end of that piece of Gemara. That is the end. Asks the Gemara, my shnei tavshili, what are the two tavshili? The two dishes. Omer Ravuna says, Ravuna, simko va'arezo. Says Ravuna, beetroot and rice.
What's the first?
Beetroot.
Beet.
Beetroot. Beet, then you call it beet, you can carry
it. Beet
and rice. Rovo habimihadi rasilkova rozo. Rovo went out his way to make the two dishes, beetroot and rice. How will, because the novik mifu made the Ravuna, because it came out of the mouth of Ravuna that we should have that. And he had very great inheritance for Ravuna, he was his teacher. Omer Rav Ashi, from Siz Rav Ashi, Shema Mina Mida Rav Huna, from Rav Huna we can learn something. I expected you to ask that question. Do you use rice and Pesach?
That's the story of them.
Then we could say, we can bring a proof from here that that Rav Huna left the Chayt Nahor de Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri. He isn't afraid of what Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri says. The Sanyo, because we learned in a price that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri, Ores, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri says, Ores means dog. Ores is a type of grain. The Chayovim Malkimut says Kores. And if it becomes damp and it begins to ferment, and one eats it on Pesach, the law is that one is punished with excision, with koreis, and if it's done properly, and if a person makes matzah from rice, you can be gated. That's what Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri says. Obviously, Rav Huna doesn't accept that. Rav Huna doesn't accept that. He doesn't agree with Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri, and he says that it's not chometz, and we pass to that it's not We fast that it's not chometz, but we don't eat it. Because we've got second degree chometz too. So rice is second degree chometz. Corn, what you call corn, what we call maize, is second degree chometz. So we don't eat it either. No. But for example, if there would be a drought, and there's no wheat, and there's no barley, and there's no dogon, and there's nothing at all, then on Pesach, we would permit rice.
Or corn.
And corn. First degree chometz is wheat, barley, rye, oats, and spelt. Those are the five guys. Dogon is rye. Or it's also a general term.
Does Rabbi Yochanan say that on what we call corn, if you make bread for it, you can say a bunch of that from now?
No, he's speaking about rice.
Alright, well, if you make rice.
No.
Red
a mini dogon, I don't know. You certainly make bread in your name as owners. Nobody makes bowl in the name of Zonas.
We don't say that, right?
We know even on a rice dish you make bowl in the name of Zonas.
But we...
If Linda cooks up for you rice, on that rice we will make, because it's got so much... You have not brought us, you haven't even
spared it. But we wouldn't be saying the alamisa afterwards.
No, you say bowl in the bushes. But we make, because there's so much nutrition in it. Good, that is as far as we take. Now, I still have to go and do more with you. First of all, we've got to do the Rashi and the Rashi part of this. I've got to take you up to the top of the next page. And then we just get a little bit more. Now, we already are getting a little bit more about this. We already know what the Shnei Tavshi is. But let me go a little bit further about the Shnei Tavshi. I'm sorry, I didn't finish it. Chizkiyo Omar said Chizkiyo. Got it? David? Chizkiyo Omar.
That's an emotion?
Yes. Chizkiyo, yeah. Chizkiyo Omar. Chizkiyo said, Afilu dog u beitzo she'olo. You can have as your two tafshilin as and fish smeared with egg. That although it appears to be only one dish, but you can regard that as two dishes. Rav Yosef Omar said, Rav Yosef, sorry, shnei bine bosor, you need two kinds of meat. Echot zeicha le Pesach ve'echot zeicha le Chagigah. The one piece of meat is in remembrance of Pesach, the other piece of meat is in remembrance of another korban that was brought.
That's every holiday.
Yes. So we need two types of meat, and that is what we have. What do we use? A shank bone
and an egg.
And an egg.
Yes.
A shank bone and an egg.
But you're not eating them. We don't eat the shank bone.
No. It doesn't matter, but that's what he doesn't say you must eat them. It just must be on the plate.
We roast the egg.
That is what we use. You see what that's what he said. But it's coming here, we begin to understand now what are the two conditions, you see. Rabino Omar, Afilu Garma Ubishulo. Rabino says, even a bone, and it's in what it was cooked. That is the soup of it. The bone and the soup, that is also, still there we go. So we've done two parts of the Gemara, there's a third part of the Gemara we do, and then we go over it again, and we try to understand it better. But now we've already got some kind of understanding, you see. We've already got some kind of an understanding.
Did you read the first one?
I'm sorry.
Did you read the first one? Kavana cannot be displaced.
We haven't reached any conclusion. If you just look at the Mishnah, I'll tell you, we read, Ayil Lefonov, Metabe Bechazeres, Archimadir Lepaperes Apas. The first, he does the first tibble. But that evil is not against the moral. Either because mitzvah siches kavona, or even if mitzvah ain't siches kavona, but he's got a kavona the hefek, he's got a kavona in reverse, he's got a kavona for a tailor of dementors.
So conceivably, you can perform a mitzvah and have kavona on something entirely different than
things. No, but then you're not doing the mitzvah. Everybody's doing. Then you don't have the mitzvah. If I put my tefillin on because I want to stop the blood coming, I'm not getting to the tefillin. If I put my tefillin on but no kavona, then according to which lokish I'm nature, according to Rabbi Yosef, I'm not according to the
Shlokha said you have
according to which lokish and Rabbi Yosef, I'm Yosef, according to the other price, I'm not Yosef. But the Mishnah offers us no difficulty because we can learn the Mishnah either way. We can learn the Mishnah either Sichas Kavona, therefore you need a Kibbutz Sheni, or you can need it even if Mitzvahs ain't Sichas Kavona. But Gary, he's got a Kavona Lehefech. He's got a Kavona because of the Tinakas. If he's got a Kavona because of Tinakas, then of course, even if we say Mitzvahs don't need Kavona, he's not Yetzer. Because he's got a Kavona in reverse. Got another kavona. That's
the first we take
today.
Rosh Lachlan says,
"Yeah, it is."
Yes, it is.